Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Navajo Talk Radio, brought to you by Calnez Design and Politics on the Navajo Nation. It's purely Navajo. It's Diné, shining the light, blazing the path, standing for you, asking the hard question, bringing facts. It's Navajo Talk Radio. It's Politics on the Navajo Nation and hosted by Calnez.
Hello. Hi, everybody. How's it going? This is Sunday evening, and I think everybody's starting to get ready for work tomorrow. Tomorrow is Monday. My name is Calnez. This radio broadcast is not on a regular signal. This radio broadcast is on the internet, and you can access it by going to your browser, clicking on the link that I've given to you, and it's on Facebook as well. The telephone number, if you want to call in, is 347-989-0048. And I am sitting here being a grandpa, and I have my little grandson with me, and been trying all afternoon to get in touch with two individuals. One is Shiprock Chapter President Chili Yazzi and former presidential candidate for the 2014 election. And I'm also have reached out to the new council delegate from Shiprock. His name is Tom Chi. And I've also have called and tried to get the Navajo Nation's Office of the President and Vice President, a representative, to give me a call and to be on the show.
I would love to talk to the new attorney general. And get the latest.
I am very grateful. Hold on one. I'm going to answer this call. I'll be right back. Okay. Sorry about that. That was not intentional, but I've been waiting. I've been waiting for this call to come through. And so when he called me directly on my cell phone, which is actually the cell phone that I am using to do the broadcast. And the person who it actually called is Chili Yazzi, the Shiprock Chapter President. And I am glad that he is going to join us. And we're going to talk about the water. I believe that you guys all really know what my position is on the EPA, on the EPA spilled water. Here's my position. For those that are just joining us, you're welcome to call in. You're welcome to join me and share. But as soon as I hear from Chiliazi, I will go right directly to him and we'll talk. But I want to be able to preface one thing that I want everybody to know. My position has never changed. And that is, this water spill was caused by the United States government and the department or the agency that did it was the Environmental Protection Agency. They've already made a public stand. Now, the reality still remains the same. It doesn't change anything. The people that are downstream, they're the victims. They are the victims. Now, we need to get some serious answers. I want the Navajo people to know. I want my people to know that we are not the enemy against each other. This thing happened to us. We didn't sit here in Shiprock or along the San Juan River saying, okay, poison us. We were innocently obeying or doing our own thing. Watering. Using the water that has been entrusted to us. And a lot of these farmers along the river, they use it to plant and to water their fields. And obviously, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or a biochemist to figure out that plant needs moisture, water, in order for it to mature so that it can be harvested. But if the water is contaminated, wouldn't you think that if you caused it, that you would go in there and do whatever possible to be able to have water available so that the people can complete their water situation? I mean, their growing season. And all they're asking is 3 weeks. That's all. Just 3 weeks. How difficult is that? And time goes on. But another question is that let that be known to everybody that we are not the enemy against each other. From the executive branch to the legislative, judicial, the council, chapter governments, various boards, various departments, we're all on the same team. When you're on the same team, that's what I want to understand. I want to understand how that this team is let's take a football team. You have a coach, you have the players, and your job is to win. And by winning, you do everything you can to be able to send in plays that will make you win. Everybody has to do their part. Now, I want to know that while we're sitting here trying to resolve this water, and I want to say it in another way, that I keep saying the EPA spilled the water. Well, yeah, they spilled the water, but let me say, EPA poisoned our water. The United States federal government poisoned our water. Now, if you poison or damage somebody's water, property, land, what have you, you've got to be able to do whatever possible to assure the people on a daily basis, not through press releases and occasional attempts to give a few word here or there. But in the meantime, over here on the Navajo Nation, how is our government interfacing? Granted that our culture doesn't call planning for disaster, bad things. We understand that. But that's not, but the here and now is that the disaster happened. And we have got to have some sort of a solution. There are, for those that are just joining us, welcome. This is Cal Nez. She Kachini Shlino Tani Sani Vashin Aro Shaidne Aro Shinale Tani or Bitani Dunle. I guess in a shadow anyway, Sashlaw Piero, Aro Twist of Doro Twistwissa, Tor Asia Shim. A call to Shiprock, New Mexico. I spent many years going to Shiprock. I've got relatives who live in Shiprock. So I have a lot of passion for that town. And that's the reason why that I'm spending an awful a lot of time on, but I think it is a time well spent. And I am willing to go in there and to do whatever possible to be able to help, because I feel like that's my obligation and everybody's obligation. And I am... And that's the reason why that I'm here, why I've been doing this. But I just want somebody to give me a straight answer. That, ladies and gentlemen, the Navajo people, the Navajo Nation, within this Nazi, that within those confines, that all our leaders are in unison with one another. And our leaders should never allow our people within our jurisdiction and care to be against each other, to stand by and not do anything, or maybe they are doing something, and that's what I want to get to. And that's where I'm at. I have reached out to the office of the Navajo Nation president, Russell Begay, and his press officer. And here is what I got. No, I'm not ready to go. Give us more advance notice. Okay, I again send them another email today. And I have also reached out to the Office of the Speaker, Navajo Nation Council. And the Navajo Nation Council Speaker, Lorenzo Bates, has been gracious to give us several interviews, and I don't want to bug him again. And here's one interesting thing that happened last Friday. And these are things that I am just not making up. When you have a crisis, and this is part of my discoveries, how that the Navajo Nation one another. I call the office of the president, and I said, give me the number and information to the incident command center. They gave me a number. I called that number, and it was the Navajo Nation Department of Transportation, and it was a 505 number. I couldn't be transferred. I then called. I said, I need to talk to the incident command center. I understand it's there. Well, I can't transfer you, but they're upstairs. But here's the number. So I had to call another number. And I said, I am calling as a Navajo citizen to find out how the collaboration is taking place in reference to this EP poisoning our water and what it is that we're doing to resolve this. Well, they transferred me between at least five people. I have no reason to lie about this. And it has nothing to do with me. I'm just a caller who is concerned about my people. Because I've been there in Shiprock, sitting on the farm field. But imagine if the real people who are wanting some help and they get this type of a runaround, I ask, what are you guys doing? What are the plans? I mean, how much more? I mean, that's not a very complicated question. The protocols. Well, we can't say anything. We've been told not to. You're going to have to call the new press officer. I said, that's where I call. And they referred me to you guys. I said, can you guys give me the number to the Shiprock incident? Incident command center. I said, where is it located? Well, it's in the Shiprock chapter. I hope that Mr. Yazzie is going to join us. Because at the time when I had met with him, I was told, there was no mention that there was an incident command center for the Shiprock area. And that's the only one that I'm aware of. And here's my question to this lady. Her name was Nina. And Nina, she first introduced herself. I says, okay, can you give me the telephone number to the Shiprock? She says, no. I said, why not? I don't want to. I said, can you tell me again what your name is? She finished with the conversation by telling me, I don't have a name. I said, okay, thank you very much. And I hung up. I didn't get any answer. I didn't get anything. And they're supposed to be the incident command center of the Navajo Nation. I then called the president's office, and I talked to the press officer, and I told him. And whatever became of that, I don't know. It's these type of situation that I'm beginning, you know, it is getting very frustrating to me. And all I'm trying to do is to make sure that the people on the reservation and off the reservation are well informed. There's big questions about whether or not to sign Form 95. There's a big concern about opening the water or not to open the water. And people are now, some areas are saying, we are going to open the water. And they did. Some areas are saying no. And parts of those, of course, they're going to have to do whatever they possibly can. Now, it doesn't, it's irrelevant, really, whether or not the water is safe or not, is usable. My question all along has been, where are the health and the risk that are involved in these chemicals? Okay, EPA says they send us a chart that has these bar codes on there, bar whatever it is, it's bar graph. They don't mean nothing to me. I'm sitting here looking at this and saying, okay, there's a green line, red line, and so forth and so forth. But what I care about is this, is that I want to make sure that generations down the road, that children and my grandkids and their grandkids and so forth, that the decisions that we make today, speaking of seventh generation, that there's no harm. So, I am going to check my lines and see if Mr. Yazzie is on the phone with us. And so, yes, he is. He is with us, and I will go right immediately to him. Again, this is Politics on the Navajo Nation. Topic tonight is EPA poisoned our water and what is being done from them and how the Navajo Nation government is collaborating with one another to resolve this issue. I understand tonight the Shiprock chapter was having another meeting. I'm curious to find out, see what happened. So the telephone number here is 347-989-0048. And now that he's with us, bring and go right directly to him. Of course, and I hope he can hear me. I gave my little introduction spiel. No, thank you for being with us. Mr. Chiliadi, the Shiprock chapter, yate.
Oh, yate.
Ako di kwa ke banet inigi joy ko aro kare khage na aro khage ale sakip joy ne ve the farm board specifically Shiprock joy yata resolution hashkens edo ta to ta datini ako jahat e le sakon e ai abiga anda tleta no ako kad are ni che te hun zi to aro meeting kada hoti just give us an update chinala
Got a Sigay hat Sihin Snido, the Twahit Lini Desire, Aro Kioni Desido, Tatsini Desinella Aro Satsumate Apahadandla. Ako Yat a Queta, Chow, Sinella, Ado Ade Siki Noslini. Dein was sei, die hat so lecher hat, so der Keder hat noch. Die do hat sie ihn noch nannes. Do, ult hat er wie keben da, kreho, ich hab hier den nicht, do, lech die anige wie hier. Ey, ja, kodet, kodet an adi kedigi, da, kadla, ja, kreis, es kedit, troch, Tobin, ne, ja, sie geht, that's a hot dog. You so quay, it, I see a go. Kadi added ne yard, quet, the initiate, yendi, jay, tony, a hot dog, kiss, no. Kodi to other bandling, a yandle, chadak, and hot day, when yend, jay, adek, a yard, hazne. E are e sadak and check the in lido adon kin khan la shpro ado e yahan li there's a siphon in this she get na a basin tsha le tro hin li ni san wan river the cat and na in le ka di ad e ad e khna ad kha a ako kadi aaj tho bahana keso koko jo eti chadak ando tho ya chani tni e tho hi ki ni tho ni tho et en netto le ako hat ise bat hodloni ki ti tho ki hodloni ki et asto thousand da wala at ise dat edo khashida nel edo khashin hez il Jay quiet or bahas the niki pinin and shade or touch of it neat. A quen at the sorry of cutting it out up and nick. I don't, Tina, another see clingy a yacht, to is out that it a quabendit, it at a hot. It all in the yacht and it up at the seeds. Ko aro TDK sabak an chete eso es ata screen aj ya shi ta khato kis pin in e are tro ne tro bet to chila no shi e ya hat vote da illa net nacha e ya hat hastrat ata e yendi chila the study in the state of the vote of 16 to 19 so that on chapter it just leave the water off to that being made cut. So that's the between the three chapters. Now In American politics, in American government, you come to situations where there's discussion about a constitutional crisis. And we have a similar type of situation that's developing here, wherein the Resources and Development Committee of the Navajo Nation Council reportedly are going to consider a resolution on Tuesday that will direct the Department of Water Resources to turn the water back on, in spite of the objections of Hogback, Tzedak An, and Shabbat chapters. And so there we have a situation of whose authority supersedes. So that will be an interesting situation. The water department is directed to turn the water back on by Wednesday. It will still take 3-4 days for the system to get flushed out. That's a routine maintenance situation. So even at that, Kari, I would not get any water until probably next week, 1 week from now, at the earliest. And right now, our crops are in a very dire situation. The corns are shriveling up, and it's a very urgent situation with the crops. We do have some farmers who are continually, almost day and night, hauling waters in their tanks, 1,000-gallon tanks, to their water, to their crops, to get water to them. So it's a really tough struggle for farmers out here. So that's basically an update on that, Cal.
Of course, sure. what you brought up about the resources and development, basically, it looks like they're just going to an attempt to to bypass a resolution, and at that point. You know, which obviously brings a question to executive branch, or is it the legislative, the office of the speaker? You know, a resolution is a resolution. It's a chapter desires not to do, like in this case, turn on the water. What do you suppose that the resources and development are trying to do by basically nullifying your chapter?
Well, the legal opinion by the Attorney General is that the chapter does not have any authority over a tribal department, which is technically correct. So that the essence of her opinion is that the Shiprock chapter or the Tadakan chapter have no authority to order the water department to not turn the water on. And that their oversight is the division and eventually the Resources and Development Committee. But nevertheless, this is our home turf as the chapters out here, and we maintain that there is such a rule as home rule. We have some measure of local autonomy here, and that's our belief. That's how we operate here. And for us to be overridden by the powers that be in Winder Rock is a question that I imagine has come up before with other chapters, but I understand that. If the, well, I'll say this, when the Resources and Development Committee decides to direct the Department of Water Resources to turn the water on, that there will be a physical objection at the head gate. And how physical that objection gets will remain to be seen. I know that there are people who are willing to stand in the way of the tribal personnel there, to stand in the way of the opening of the gate. So it's unfortunately seems to be headed in that direction.
Wow. Yeah, no. Yeah, so, you know, which brings me back to the other parts of the what I'm trying to piece together is here. The fact of the matter, like I've said before, is the United States Environmental Protection Agency poisoned the water. It's as simple as that. Now, it's a curiosity as a Navajo, as a registered voter, that why is it that our government is now posturing to get us into a where we're getting to be a very, you know, like you put it, to be a physical confrontation. Now, who is going to call upon EPA to be able to bring some resolution? You know, why can't somebody respect the Shiprock chapter to say that their water should be turned off and find another alternative to be able to bring water to these people? Has anybody from the Navajo Nation executive branch or the legislative branch or the judicial branch say that? But instead, all the words that I'm hearing is that, okay, within our government, who has power to turn the water back on?
We passed a resolution this evening, 71-0, that did two things. Number one was to call an emergency summit with the three chapters, elected officials, the president and all of his appropriate staff, and the RDC committee to see if we couldn't come to some consensus in terms of what our strategy should be. And this is intended to do several things. One, obviously, to avert this so-called constitutional crisis. I refer to it as a crisis of authority, local autonomy, local authority versus the central government. We don't know what would happen if that clashed, but we're willing to come to the table to talk with the powers that be to see how we can resolve this thing. Another thing that we want to table is that it very much appears that the declaration of emergency that was called by the president hasn't delivered the measure of services that would truly alleviate the immediate needs of our people, particularly the farmers. We've been taking care of the livestock owners, but that was at the Shiprock chapter's own initiative. Since that Monday, we've been hauling water to our livestock owners 10 to 12 hours a day, including weekends. So we're doing our part, but in terms of getting water to the corn, is something that nobody has really stepped up to do, and it's a big mystery in that Navajo Nation has all of these resources, supposedly water trucks and big water tanks, but we haven't seen a one over here in Shiprock. We want to press on the president to see if he could reaffirm or reassert the declaration of emergency and crack the whip. and get these tribal departments who need to be helping our local constituents to get out here and actually help. We haven't seen that. The other major thing that the resolution is asking for is to the Navajo Nation Council to convene into an emergency session. You know, the Navajo Nation is a billion-dollar entity with millions and millions of dollars that are held in reserve to be able to respond to situations like this. And we are calling on our Navajo Council to consider the appropriation of emergency funds for us to be able to get water to those farms that we can still save. Fortunately, we did have five council delegates come to our meeting this evening, and I'm proud to mention them by name. Of course, our own delegate from Shiprock, Tom Chi, Davis Filford from Utah, Otto So from Tuba City, and then Toshoni Slim from Tulani Lake, and Jonathan Perry from Crown Point. And they all agreed that we have a valid concern, and they committed their support to see if we couldn't get something going. And, you know, the other thing is Navajo EPA says they do not have the resources to do the kind of comprehensive testing of the river that we are requiring. We demand to know the extent of contamination that we could potentially be putting into our irrigation systems and eventually onto our farms. We need to know what those contaminants are. And EPA is sitting there, Navajo EPA is sitting there telling us they don't have the funds to do those testing. So we're asking the council to make that happen, to give EPA the funds to do the required testing. So those are the principal things that we asked for in that resolution. And it's a sad situation because it feels like we're grabbing at straws at this point because we're out of options almost here at the local level. So we're having to make these calls to our executive and our legislative branch to respond in a substantive and a deliberate fashion to actually meet the needs of our farmers. We shouldn't have to do that. We should not have to beg our own tribal government in this state of emergency for these basic services. And we're frustrated, we're angry, and it's just a very difficult situation that we're in.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I can understand that. And thanks for sharing that information because, you know, it just goes to prove that we should at least have some sort of a contingency plan within the Navajo Nation government if this should happen. And, you know, I still, a whole nother topic, but, and that is the incident command centers. You know, I had my experience with them on Friday. I called them and they would not share with me information. They became very, very quiet. And in fact, they refused to give me the telephone number to the Shiprock telephone number for the incident command. Now, just two other questions that I'm going to ask you. One is this, and that is that I notice in your dialogue, and I am so grateful that you shared what your chapter is doing and what might happen come Tuesday if the Navajo Nation government overrides the resolution from Shiprock and the water is being attempted to go on. You know, we see that. We see the frustration. It might be the damage might have been done too greatly to our, you know, to the crops. And but nonetheless, you know, we got to continue to do whatever possible to make some things happen. But I notice in your delivery, you know, you're looking to the Navajo Nation government. But where is EPA in all of this? Where is EPA? What happened to them? They went up there and into the mountain with their bulldozers and did what they did, and the water spilled. Now, here we are. We're at odds with each other within the Navajo Nation government. Where is EPA?
EPA came at the height of the discussion, maybe a week after the spill. And we had a whole list of people that we wanted to hear from, but EPA guy got up there and he tried to leave right away because there was another meeting in Farmington. But I told him he had to stay, and the people basically just really took him to task. They beat him up for 2 hours, and poor guy left wearing an arrow shirt. And after that, that's when we had this issue with the contaminated tanks that the fracking operation supplier was trying to give us water in. And that's when we chased the Triple S oil delivery company out. We told them we needed them to get out of here, and at the same time we gave EPA the same message. They're not anywhere. I haven't seen any EPA personnel out here in the last week and a half. I had a meeting with President Begay and his key staff the other day up at NAPI, and we're talking about an alternative water source for our irrigation system, and they're talking over $100 million to do that. And my question to the president was, wouldn't this cost qualify to invoice EPA for? And the response was no, simply because EPA is now of a position that the water is okay. All of the scientific testing and analysis say that the water is back to pre-event condition. So there's no argument. There's no reason for EPA to respond to any additional request, apparently. So the president says the only way we can get anything out of EPA is through litigation. And I have a very basic problem with that. But the response to your question, where's EPA? Well, they're not in Shiprock. I'll say that much.
Yeah. Well, you know, which is very, very unfortunate, you know. You know, even, you know, the fact of the matter is that they admitted that it was their fault.
Yeah.
So how can they reason to say that any expenditures done by an entity, in this case, the Navajo Nation government, to build or to do whatever it is to be able to bring maybe even further upstream water to their agriculture. Now, yes, the bill should go to them. why would they even be considering? And that's one of the reasons, one of the things that I'm sitting here trying to get to the basis of. I even called EPA everywhere. They're not talking. And so it's rather unfortunate on your guys' behalf. Speaking of EPA, here's my last question. They, shortly after this whole thing happened, they started disseminating paperwork. Form 95, that's shown, yeah. And that was to, there was misinformation even about that piece of paper. You know, some people should sign it or not sign it. If you sign it, you have waived your further litigation, and then somebody came back and said, no, it just gets you into the system so you can start, bringing your stuff. What's the difference with them saying, go ahead and fill it out, we'll get some reimbursement taking place, versus the Navajo Nation as a whole going in there and expending money? Because, yes, the Navajo Nation borders San Juan River, the contaminated river. You know, I don't see their reasoning why, or even that our president should be concerned, because it is an expenditure to ensure that our water is safe. Now, it's kind of a two-part question about Form 95. That's the first question. And then the second question would be, is that what is the position in your chapter in terms of signing the paper or not signing the paper?
Well, there's no position at all. As soon as we got our stack of Form 95, they went in the trash can. We don't have any intent to sign in that piece of paper. Stood that it was a general form that was used, that's used by the federal government to claim any kind of compensation. But we've rejected that form, and EPA has been asked to provide some other mechanism that the people can use to file claims. But I haven't seen that either. So that Form 95 is not even a consideration.
Okay. And I appreciate that. Aroshi, is there anything that you want to say to the Navajo people, first of all, on their behalf? I mean, I feel absolutely just appalled and saddened, really saddened, that this has happened to you guys and to your chapter, to all the other chapters. It's very, very unfortunate. Farmers went right to their fields and actually did a broadcast from there. I've been there firsthand. Most of these people have let things go. I said, you know what, I can't save anything. I don't have time to water and drive back and forth. We don't have the means. So, which is very unfortunate. But in closing, what would you like to leave with us and to the Navajo people?
Well, I just remember that in our resolution this evening, the other thing that we are asking the council for is to begin a process of compensation for the farmers who have already lost. To wait on EPA, the federal government, to honor those claims, you know, we're talking years probably. But the Navajo Nation has already indicated that they could make some funds available to help meet the needs of the families who relied on farming for their livelihood. That's the other thing that we asked for. But quite a kid is perhaps the Higgish, yeah, he came not seen the area is not fine. I don't see the Christian Lini or friends associated. I say, yeah, but he needs indeed a day at Hahenki that is a Higgy. I don't see for never go in the for the eight Hahe. What are a bit of it? Tot ashe kodosa anda kheso ta ti kho na ta e ni tsa e e ta ta ve ni kondo khisi khisi kho ni ni tsan des ye gon sago a konda a ta tse e ti tro hi di tse e ya e tro san tse e ti ni do e ti 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 yin go e ban si ki so ko got citizen but that it is and on a khishi kwe ya e but that it igi kwe e so ye go in it a be has bit of shit a kon the hidden shikodo it or in the dillion o ya e ya hata khada in it na asi that e hoshi ya e in do nicht or in it citizen that it sa so that so ya has go in it anche naschi e be ayat e ko osie ya et sia in cidin to lesco ya e aber han sene git a ko tra e ya ko den kitna hot e bana hos sene e gi aro ata ada asia sik e to sa sene a de kid han hot e ni da e not sa e gi a si kha de si hol si slet si da shit how do you see to see it Cal, I'm sending you my phone bill, sir.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that was Mr. Chili Yazi for calling in and so thank you very much. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, and that was Mr. Chili Yazi, the Shiprock chapter president, and very, very informative on that. And so I appreciate that. You listen to Politics on the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez.
Politics on the Navajo Nation, the official Navajo Talk Radio, hosted by Cal Nez.
That's right. We are here talking about the water situation in the on the Navajo Nation, and primarily on the Navajo Nation. And it's all the chapters that are bordering the San Juan River. It's a very sad situation, and again, I will say, why is the United States Environmental Protection Agency, no matter what the site is, they should be there to help. No matter what is being said, they did the damage. That is just as and I'm frankly very should be able to take the responsibility. 25 minutes left in the show, and we'll take a break here. And the telephone lines are open.
welcome to call me. What's going on? What your thoughts are. So, I appreciate it. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation. The telephone number here is 347-48. Stay with us.
I'd like to make a shout out to Seth Nausea, Tosif Doro, Tosif Yat, Eshikado, Shitna, Ajikada Honot, Inigi, Aron Le, Ajiko, Linigi, Bahut, and Hilvanigi, Nihinata, Inigi, Nostro. Koro, so Yat, Egnan, Hibishnido, and they annest upper fruit land, Babaho, David, Oe, Nishiho, Aho, Nishihaz, Ah. Akod Ash, Hoda, Kuroi, Oe, Sad, Ah, Hashin, Sobo, Oe, Shea, Base, Zino, the Yashti, Do, Ako, eh, Huagilan, Ahun hit Ilia. Tho Aro di chukon e kat fair gonta santa tle gonta akho e hot o e di de ta nis kana da na ta da na yiz de da at e anan se Aj eight of the eight years, quote, no. Accordingly, nothing. D the conan set by eight in a ye. Do conan set. Double knee gun hunting a ye. Joe a the net. Aro hot over farmers than long. Joy would oi be not a dish. It's out of base or dish. Out of being na, a would oi, gena sla. It should be lean, gena, or run. A little dash at a would oi, ye. I get a grief. A go yen, quite a good either. United States, AJ, Quay, with OAD, trustee, Jill. Washington, President Barack Obama, the United States Congress, the senators, but mostly the United States Congress, Joe A. Nihi trustee, Kuroyoto A. Nihi Kidin Shi Do Le Di Kaya Kai Kara Hono Ting. Ako Eta A. That very same government. Yana Di Yadashi Basin Tazi Bas Bahatziti Poison Achet or Lili Aden Hikis Das Dekis. Ako Yana Kade Nikati Chatas Dini Yana. Quagging, I keep the more yet that's it. Quagger, no, Quen Hardeniki, EPA, no. Yen a carpet that a straw. A joke, Quetho, not at the sea. Even in natural conk had public trust with Yagi. Then, according to the EPA, United States Government, Kabagi Holdeni. Tara, it's a knee with Owen Hitlahojilne. Hala Quay Nika di Jatajinne. A cotton. Tobit to a covet at Kahoko and Haratzuzi. Adoi Karejo, Joey Karot on his horn. The Navajo Nation government and the Navajo land, from what I understand, at the very heart of this is the Shiprock area. EPA is nowhere to be seen, and certainly they're probably upstream. Off the Navajo Nation, in Farmington, in Aztec, in Durango, in Silverton, something's wrong with this picture. And they might be saying that there's no more contaminants floating around, but you know what? We're told that these contaminants, heavy metals, they do settle at the bottom of the river or in these little side channels and where the waters are flowing very slowly. Those are the areas that they settle. And if they settle there, are they going to continue to emit any future hazards, or are they just going to be there, and if a storm comes or what have you, that the sediments are going to be disturbed and then it's going to rise to the top again or what have you. But nonetheless, these contaminants are still there and they're going to wash. So if a storm happens, whatever it is, summer, spring runoff, and the water gets higher, and these contaminants are now, disturbed. Is the EPA going to be there to test? Are the farmers going to be required to turn off their water on and off for the next how long? Yes, they are monitoring it. They're monitoring how much contaminants are still there. But one thing that I haven't heard yet is that the water way up there directly from the mine is still draining into the river. I haven't heard that being turned off. So, it just absolutely is sad to see. And I've always heard this many, 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 many times throughout the years. And that is how the Navajo Nation or the Belagana government loves to create a situation and allow the Native Americans to fight with one another. Well, here it is. It's happening. It shouldn't be, but it's happening. Between branches, between now who has authority. Navajo Nation, Navajo people, we're on the same side. Our trustee did it to us, and we should do everything we can to hold them responsible. Why are we sitting here questioning who has authority? If somebody doesn't want water, well, we should have enough respect to do that. If anybody, especially in the leadership, in order to undo a resolution at one of the biggest chapters on the Navajo Nation, and to override using your powers, you know, there's nothing secret about this, but it is a political suicide. It's something that, if you have any ambition to run sometimes in the future for the Navajo Nation, then you should be thinking about this. How well, what are you going to leave your legacy to be? Is it something that you said, okay, you 104 people who passed this resolution and then reaffirm by 71 more for the Shiprock area, we're going to override? Is that something that you're going to be proud of, and it should be done? Why can't the Navajo Nation all together get together with EPA and resolve whatever should be resolved within the very little amount of time that we had? Unfortunately, in some cases, it might just be too late. But that shouldn't stop us. Just like these people that I saw standing in line in Shiprock. And the Navajo Nation should have never threatened EPA to sue. And the reason why is this. The relationship was just immediately strained when that was said. In the real world, when somebody threatens you with a lawsuit, by law, I think, is that you're not supposed to be talking to the person that you just threatened. So by being threatened to be sued, do you think that EPA was willing to negotiate, was willing to do whatever possible? And by threatening to sue, did that take away the rights of the individual Navajos who are wanting to settle like right now and start getting money for their losses? There's a lot of things to that. And the Form 95, I believe, you heard the Shiprock chapter took that stack of paper and threw it away. But other chapters, I understand, are suing, or they're turning them in. And really, that is an individual choice. It should be, because only you know what your losses are, and you're going to have to do that so you can maximize your compensation. Whereas if the Navajo Nation as a whole to sue, what does that mean? Does that mean they're suing on behalf of the Navajo of the chapters? Are they suing on behalf of the individual? Or is the Navajo Nation overall suing EPA? And should EPA settle with the Navajo Nation for the lawsuit? If the Navajo Nation is the one that's suing and collecting, then does that mean that the money is going to go into the general funds and the same thing is going to apply as the with the allotment money? And how long is it going to be before the recipients of who these monies were, whose names were used this money? How long is it going to be before they collect? These are a lot of questions. But nonetheless, the Navajo people, we are on the same side. And we should do everything we can to make sure that there is a solution. It saddens me to also learn tonight that the Navajo Nation government is now seeking to override the Shiprock resolution. That's amazing to me. That somebody doesn't want the water, but instead, no, you don't have the authority, but we do at central government. And because we do, we're going to open up the water. Whether you like it or not, the water is coming. Wow. When does this all pan out? When is this all going to pan out? And I really want to hear from you. And on another note, I really am going to continue to explore the fact, is the Navajo Nation executive branch, the judicial branch, and the legislative branch, are they working with one another? And if so, how? And how is that word going to be taken to EPA? And how is that word going to be delivered to the local people? So, there's a lot of things that are still yet to be answered. There's a lot of things yet to be resolved. And, nobody expected you guys to be perfect. But we did expect you to be transparent and to be open. Open with us, to be open to the people. And I have still yet to hear from Tom Chi to see how he is going to help the chapter and how he's going to be the go-between, so to speak, between the chapter and the legislative branch. It's very, very interesting, and I am waiting for your calls. I really want to hear from you to see what you have to say. And while I'm watching the board and posting on Facebook here at the same time, so that's why I'm kind of I want to hear from the people. And so that we can share and be unified on our position. So we'll take a short break and and stay with us. On the Navajo Nation. This is Cal Nez, and we have about 4 minutes left in the show, and it looks like we have a caller, so I'm going to go right to them and bring them right on and hear what, you're on air right now, and give us your name and where are you calling from. Can you hear me okay? I do really want to hear from people. And so, you know, it still is a very, very unfortunate situation there in Shiprock. And EPA, come on, EPA, step up. You know, you should be there, do whatever possible to at least help the second branch or the second canal system, because one chapter there doesn't want the water. So take your water, not oil tainted water, but good water, and deliver it to the residents of Shiprock, Tedalcon, and Bitlapito individually at every one of their sites or their farms, so they don't have to drive 15, 20 miles. That would be a start. And then to be open with the Navajo news media, especially like when I call, I want to talk to somebody. But so far, no one has said or has returned my calls yet from EPA. It's a very interesting situation. But I don't know. Do whatever you can, but EPA, you need to step up and do the right thing. I'm talking about the United States government. Thank you, and we will talk to you again very soon. This is Cal Nez. You're listening to Politics on the Navajo Nation.